Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hello, I have a potential claimant on the other line for Roundup. His
Okay.
name is SYLVESTER, last name Bone. Is he ready for transfer?
Yeah, go ahead and transfer.
Thank you.
Hello,
You bet.
hello, is this Mr. Bone?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it Sylvester is your first name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. Eating
All right.
up.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Courtney. You are on a recorded line. Your first name was, can you spell your first name for me?
SYLVESTER.
All right. And then BONE, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so sir, you were calling about the Roundup lawsuit and you wanted to see if you could participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you didn't have an attorney at this time. You are willing to firm under penalty. You haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or signed any documents.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you know the subtype of your NHL? What type?
B.
Okay, is it
It's
B?
B type.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's B cell.
Is B cell?
Yes, ma'am.
Like B as in Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it B lymphatic basic leukemia or lymphoma?
Lymphoma.
Okay, so is it B I'm so sorry, lymphatic basis lymphoma?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a bunch of different ones. Is it diffuse large B cell lymphoma? Or is it, let's see. Do you know the exact name of the B cell?
No mail.
Okay. It's okay. And have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No mail.
Okay. And you are filing this on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what year were you diagnosed in?
June 25th, 2021.
June 25th, 2021. Okay. And 2021. And what's your date of birth, sir?
Ma'am,
Yeah, what is
it's
your date?
June.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my date of birth is 5/17/1983.
Okay. If it's some reason we get disconnected, I'll call you from a 949 number, okay?
Okay.
Living between things. Okay. I apologize. The intake form's a little redundant, so I'm gonna ask you a couple questions more than once, just to make sure that we have everything correct. Were you spraying the Roundup at home, at work, or at both?
Both, cause I do home. It's home and work. I cut grass, so I just use the Roundup. You know what I'm saying, to help me. You know, I spray the grass, the weeds, so they won't grow back so fast.
Yeah. And what's the address that you is that where you're currently living? Is that the address that you were spraying at?
No, ma'am. It was 1101 East Bunt Street, Bowman, Alabama.
1101
East Bunt Street.
E I can barely hear you. You got to speak up just a little bit. Sorry.
1101 East Bunch Street.
East Bunch. And where is that located?
Dothan, Alabama, 36301.
All right. Thank you so much. And hold on one second. One second. How's your morning going? Good so far?
Oh,
Okay.
it's going okay. If
So
I can
it's
get
done.
this handled and not the way it'll be built.
Yeah, we'll get this done for you right now. And then Dothan is Dothan.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And now, you said you had other addresses that you used it at, or is that the only address?
Well, that's the only address.
Okay. Did you have any colleagues or neighbors or anybody else that needed help filing a claim as well that you know of?
Yes, ma'am. I got to get with them, and then I can give them the information.
Yeah, I'll give you my direct contact information. You can send it to them and they can call and I can help them file a claim. Okay. Hold on one second. Okay. And then you were diagnosed between the ages of 18 and 79. How many years did you spray Roundup for?
11 years.
Okay. And this is a cell phone that I'm speaking to you on, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you are a US resident, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You did spray Roundup for more than 10 days, correct?
I sprayed it for 10 years.
Okay, I just have to ask. Consistently, you did spray it. And you current illnesses, you do not have HIV or autoimmune disease or hepatitis C.
No, ma'am.
Okay, what about arthritis or diabetes?
No, ma'am.
Okay, do you have lupus or Epstein-Barr or hepatitis B or any organ transplants?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and then do you have any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, ma'am. Any
Okay,
that got removed?
and no family history of cancer, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me get to the bottom of this. And then NHL. Your first name is Sylvester.
Yes, ma'am.
And then Mr. Bone, did you have a middle initial?
L.
L as in Larry.
Yes.
Okay, are you married?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me, sir?
Can I do what?
Can you confirm your gender?
A male.
Okay. And then you don't have a suffix in your name, correct? No junior or senior?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then what's the last four of your social?
2494.
2494.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what is your date of birth?
5/17/83.
All right. Oh yeah, you told me that, 1983. All right. And then, okay, so how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer? Was that from your doctors?
No, I've seen it on TV.
Okay. Seen advertisement on TV? Okay. And then when did you first become aware that your injuries were related to Roundup? Was that when you got diagnosis?
Yes, when I went to the doctor.
Okay, so you are in, hold on one second, Alabama. Oh, there's no discovery rule. Okay. So when you first went to the doctor, so to the best of your knowledge, when would you say you were aware of it? Like, was it sometime in July, sometime in, like, when did you become aware of your injuries? And knowing that.
In 2021, around about June, July.
June 25th? Your diagnosis date?
June
28th?
No,
okay.
My diagnosis. No, June 25th.
June 25th is your diagnosis date, but you'd say like the 28th?
Yeah.
Kind of the connection.
About the 28th.
Okay.
That's my surgery date.
Okay. How tall are you, sir?
5'10".
And how much do you weigh?
264 pounds.
Okay. And what's the best time for the attorneys to call you? Do you prefer morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay.
Afternoon.
Okay. Did you have an email you have access to that I can contact you at? Or email?
Yes, Sylvester Russell 63@gmail.com.
Russell, like R-U-S-S-E-L-L?
Yes, ma'am.
SylvesterRussell@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then how many times a month were you, or yearly, were you spraying the Roundup? Because you said you did it for, what, 11 years?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 times a month.
2 or 3 times a month, what, from like May to?
I did it 2 or 3 times a month from like, we're going to say March to August. 2 or 3 times a month.
So 7. So 14 times a year. Okay. And then you did spray Roundup for a full year before you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You were spraying it for 11 years. When did you start using Roundup and when did you stop?
I started around about
let's say, when did you stop using the Roundup? Let's say that. When did you stop using it?
I stopped using it in May 2021. I had used it in January 2010.
Okay, so May 2021 is when you stopped using it. And then in June of 2002 or 2011, or what did you say? Sorry.
June 2021.
June 1st, 2020.
I started in January 2010.
January 2010. Okay. And then you stopped 6/1/2021.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then why did you stop using the Roundup? Because you got sick?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then how were you spraying it? Were you spraying with a hand sprayer, backpack?
I was spraying it with a spray bottle.
A spray bottle? Okay. Like a hand sprayer. And did you wear gloves, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any other type of protective gear you wore?
I wore a face mask.
Okay. And you were directly exposed, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You personally were the one spraying the Roundup?
Yes, ma'am. I was the one using it on grass.
Okay, and you were doing this in residential area, your residential for the most part, and in the state you were doing it in was in Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what were you spraying? Were you spraying like the fence
Lawn.
line? Okay, the lawn and fence line and property surrounding house.
Yes, ma'am. Lawn, fence line, property surrounding the house, between like the cement,
Yeah.
where grass was going through the cement.
Yeah, exactly.
It's supposed to kill the grass, but it tried to kill me.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I had went to the doctor and they told me, I ain't gonna lie, I panicked at first when they told me that I had, some cancer from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. One second. What are you 41 or 40?
41.
Yeah, you're my brother's age. Because I'm 38, because I'm thinking you're the same year my brother was born. Yeah. Gloves and mask. Okay. Okay. Every time you were present, every time you sprayed it. This is a silly question. Hold on. How many exposures of Roundup have you had in your lifetime? They're really repetitive questions. I apologize. It's just how the law firm works. So yeah. Okay. So you sprayed it 14 times a year for 11 years.
Yeah, so that's
I'm doing the math. Don't worry. I got a calculator here. 154 times. Okay, do you live by a water well?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and then do you get your water from the city?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides like Agent Orange or like anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What about benzines?
What about what?
Any exposed to any type of benzyne?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then were you using concentrate or were you using like pre-mixed? What type of Roundup were you purchasing?
Concentrate.
Concentrate, okay. And then let's see, hold on. One second. I apologize. Hold on one second. Okay, here we go. Okay, and do you know where you were purchasing it at? Like, was it like a local Home Depot, a Lowe's, a feed
Home
store?
Depot. It
Home Depot? And
was
where
at
is that?
Home Depot.
Is that in Dartham, Alabama, like right by your
Yes,
house?
ma'am.
Okay. Hold on one second. It at 3489 Ross Clark Circle. Is that the one you go to? Does that sound familiar?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We're almost done. Okay, hold on one second. I'm trying to go as fast as I can. Do you still have any of the product at home or did you get rid of it? Like, they just want to know if you still
No, I had to.
do you have it in your possession or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you have receipts of purchases? Like, could you like credit cards?
Say what?
Do you have proof of purchase, like receipts or credit cards?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I don't know. I don't remember, but I probably could.
Yeah, like on your credit card or banks that you could see proof of purchase?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all they want to see, receipts. Okay. And then, do you smoke or have you ever smoked?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How many years did you smoke for?
All my life, about 20.
Okay. And then, are you currently employed?
Yes, no, ma'am.
Did you lose work because of this injury or condition?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Okay. How many, what were the dates that you were able to unwork or not work because of this?
I don't remember, but I had missed too many days at work going to the doctor, and they just had let me go because it was too complicated for them.
Okay, so like sometime in like what, June of 2021?
Yeah, sometime in like May.
When diagnosed, June 2021, when diagnosed, had missed. Okay. And then have you ever been in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Okay. No, no worker compensation or filed for bankruptcy?
No, ma'am.
No, convicted of any crime or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Who's your diagnosing physician? Do you know your doctor's name?
Yes, his name is Robert Franklin.
Okay. Hold on one second. All right, and okay, Robert Franklin, and where is he located in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Okay. And he's a radiologist?
He's a radiologist.
Yeah, okay. Found him.
Radiation oncologist.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, and he's at 4143 Carmichael Road in Montgomery, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. Thank you for confirming that. Hold on one moment. Getting his information here. So how has the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life today?
Well, you know, I'm pain and suffering. You know, it took me through a situation of misunderstanding because I was depressed because I was wondering was I going to lose my life? Was I going to be able to live? Was I going to make it through the surgery?
Mm-hmm. What is the surgery like, if you don't mind me asking? What does it entail?
It was kind of painful. They just put me to sleep, though.
Okay, and then what was the surgery? Did they take something out? Did they had to remove something?
They had to remove a cancer cell.
Okay.
Through chemo.
So very painful. And
very painful.
You're suffering with depression and not thinking that, you know, you were going to live. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It is.
What else can you tell me, like, that this has happened, what has affected your life?
It affected my love life as well. You know, women ain't want to deal with me simply because, you know, they didn't have a total understanding of my health. So they didn't know if I was going to be able to be in a long relationship with them. So they, you know, when they found out that I, you know, had that, you know what I'm saying,
had cancer,
they didn't want to deal with, you know what I'm saying, they didn't want to deal with me.
All the stuff that comes with it, yeah.
Yeah, so they didn't want to deal with me. So that was depression, you know, being a man in the world, not being able to, you know, contrast a woman just to keep her because of my ability, you know what I'm saying? That was depression as well.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, you sound very sweet, so don't let that discourage you.
I won't.
So keep
on.
Yeah. Okay. And then you do have medical records that you would be able to show up to provide.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have your doctor's name. What's the hospital that you did your surgery at or treatment at?
Baptist Medical Center East. It's on 400 Taylor Road, Montgomery, Alabama. 36117.
Thank you. Baptist Memorial Hospital in Montgomery, right? Montgomery, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Taylor Road, you said? 400 Taylor Road?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. We're getting to the end of it. Sorry, I know it's a really repetitive. You're doing great. Do you know? Okay, so hold on 1 second. Was that doctor, was he the one, your oncologist too, that treated the cancer, Robert Franklin?
Yes.
Okay. Was he the one that performed the surgery as well?
Yes.
Okay. So he was your doctor all around. Okay. And then you said you had your surgery on the 28th? Or was it 20? I can't remember which one date you said.
My surgery?
Mm-hmm.
It was on the 28th.
So 6/28/2021. Okay. 6/28/2021. And then the healthcare facility is same thing, Baptist Medical Center. Okay. And then you did have surgery. What's your current mailing address, sir?
It's 818 Allen Road, Dothan, Alabama. 818 Allen Road, Dothan, Alabama,
36301. Oh, it said
36303. Yeah, 36303, I'm sorry.
And that's Houston County. Okay, is that a house or is that is there an apartment or unit number?
It's a house.
Okay, 818 Allen Road, Dothan, Alabama, 36303. Okay, we do request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens to you, Sylvester. It just helps with precautions in the case to make sure that everything is continued for you and your loved ones. Did you have someone you wanted to put, like a parent or a spouse or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone that lives with you or doesn't live with you?
My mom.
Okay. What's her name?
Felicia Russell.
F-E-L-I-C-I-A-I-A?
Yes.
And
yes.
then what's her yes, last
ma'am.
name?
Russell, L-R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
R-U-S-S-E-L-L?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what's her phone number?
It's 334-655-9576.
All right, and you do give me permission to contact her, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's like worst case scenario. Was there any additional information that you wanted me to put on the file for you? That you can think of at the time?
No, I can't think of anything right now.
Okay, that's not okay. That's fine, Sylvester. So just to verify, I just want to go through this really quick. I'm going to go ahead and send you some documents for you to go ahead and review and sign while I'm on the phone with you, and then we're almost finished. So I just want to go ahead and wrap up the case and just let you know you are filing on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on 6/25/2021 at home and work. I have you spraying Roundup for 11 years, and your first name is S-Y-L-V-E-S-T-E-R, last name B-O-N-E. I love the last four of your social is 2494, and your birth date is 5/17/1983, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have your diagnosis or your injury date and your surgery date at 6/28/2021. You're 5'10", 264 pounds. Okay. I think we have everything. You were directly exposed. You were using concentrate. And okay. If there's anything I'm missing, I will probably call you back. But I'm going to generate the documents right now. Have you ever used a DocuSign before?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I can walk you through it. It's pretty self-explanatory. What you're going to do is I'm going to send you a text message. What you're going to do is go ahead and open the text message. You're going to press accept. Just follow the prompt. It's going to tell you, like, there's going to be yellow boxes. You just click all the yellow tabs to adopt and sign your signature. You may have to draw your signature with your finger on your phone and then press, like, agree or start, and then it'll autofill. Everything else. So hold on one second. All right. So I just sent them to you. Sometimes it's easier if you just, open them through your phone. Once you tap all the fields and press finish, let me know. While you're doing that, I'm going to send you my contact information and the attorney's information, okay?
Yes.
Did you get him?
Yes, ma'am. I'm into it now. You said the boxes?
Yeah, tap. So what does it say right now on the screen? Does it say start?
Yes.
So you press start, and then it's going to have you draw your signature with, like, your finger or your pinky. Press adopt and sign a signature. Tap all the little yellow boxes until you get to finish. Once you press finish, let me know.
Okay. It says finish.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to send you a text message right now from my direct line. My first name is Courtney, and I will be your intake specialist moving forward for this lawsuit. That's just so you have my direct phone number. And then I'm going to send you the attorney's information, too. I just have to get it first, and then I will send that to you. But basically, let me go ahead and check this really quick. Once you've pressed finish, it will send you a PDF file as well to your email for you to have for your records. So it does look like you are completed. So thank you for doing that. Just basically before we wrap up, I just want to emphasize like how important you are in this role. You know, we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. They will be calling you in 48 hours. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get their information. I'll send it to you in a moment so you'll know what phone number to look out for. So, like, it's Monday. So, like, if they don't call you by, like, Friday, you might want to call me back at this 949 phone number just to check up with your file.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can, if you have any questions, don't hesitate, Mr. Bone, to call me. I mean, I'm here for you. My heart goes out to you. I hope that, you know, you're able to get some compensation that you deserve, and I hope this works out for you and your family. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you get my contact information? I sent you a text message.
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay, so save my phone number. My first name's Courtney. Did you have any other questions for me? You're pretty much finished.
Okay.
Yeah. So as of now, I don't need anything else. If you're able to obtain any like documentation or anything from your doctors or anything like that and have in your possession when the attorneys reach out to you, it does help support your case. So I do recommend that. And then other than that, yeah, basically you're all set. I wish you, I hope you have a good rest of the day, and my heart goes out to you. I hope this works out for you, sir.
I hope it works out for me as well.
Okay. All right. Call me if you have any problems, Mr. Bone. Have a great day.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.